Welcome to the Beer Elves Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
Y yo soy Armando.
Last week he was Marcello, but Armando this week.
It's perfect.
Okay.
Perfect timing. Right. We got a new guest on the show today.
Yeah, we do.
Y también voy a hablar en español. Okay. Para ustedes que hablan en español.
Perfect. There we go. So I heard something about Spanish. That's correct. Pretty much, yeah.
Sí.
Sí? Yeah, okay, cool.
He's going to give his ratings and everything.
Lo que tienes que decir es cerveza.
Cerveza,
la palabra okay. Del día. The word of the day is cerveza.
Good job, Robin. All right, so we've got three beers, again, from one specific brewery. And we feature this brewery many times because they are that good.
Always that good.
They released a slew of stouts.
Just for us?
Just for us, yes. Nice. Just for you, really. Just for you.
Yeah, super happy.
But yeah, they released a bunch of different stouts, kind of like pastry stouts based on some desserts or whatever it is. And we're going to get to our first one. So anybody want to guess what it is?
It's a stout.
What kind of stout, I mean?
Oh.
Okay.
Pastry imperial?
Stout. Yeah. All right, so.
Pastry imperial.
This one is called Third State. The brewery is Third Moon.
Of course.
They are in Milton, Ontario. And again, this guy's Third State. It's a chocolate milk stout, 7% alcohol. And yeah, so it's going to be basically a stout with chocolate and lactose. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Isn't it supposed to be 51st State?
Well, that's that may happen sometime in the future. We'll see. But nonetheless, yeah, we should crack this open. What do you guys think of the label?
It looks nice and shiny. I don't know if I'd buy it right off the bat, but I mean, if I read it, I would pick one up.
Yeah, I'm on the same page. But like, if they could just write stout
in big letters,
right in the middle of the moon,
somewhere like, nice and big,
stout, like even just off to the side of the can, like just put a big label on stout.
They want you to read it. They want you to look at the label.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Look closer to the artwork. I mean, and read it.
This like artwork's pretty cool. It's a black can. Okay, first off, to mention, sorry, it's a collaboration with Transient Artisan Ales, but it's a black can. You got like a silvery, shiny label with the trees and the moon. Almost looks very Halloweenish. Says Halloween on it. Actually, there we go.
Oh.
Makes sense.
You know, it's kind of spooky, but it's kind of neat. Like, it makes you want to look at the label. That's why. If you just put stout, you'd be like, you're not going to pay attention. You're just going to crack it open and drink it.
All right, Dan. So what's the ratings then?
Based on enough of that.
Whoever's opinion you want to take.
I'm giving this guy 7.5 on the label.
Rob? What was his name?
Armando. Armando dice, 7.5 está bien. Sí, sí, sí.
Okay, and for those English listeners?
7.5.
Okay, perfect. And Rob, you?
I give it an 8.
An 8, okay, cool.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's, excuse me, crack it open, see how it goes.
Pretty sure it's going to be
that was like a 6.5 crack open.
Really dark stout.
6.5, damn. Yeah, this is like pure black.
Tar.
It's like pouring out tar.
Yeah, somebody should name this stuff like tar sands or something.
Tar sands.
There was a beer. It was called 10W30, like motor oil.
10W30.
Didn't taste very good, though.
Not WD-40.
That would be good. That would be more like an ale, an amber ale.
Probably,
yep, sure.
Would be interesting.
Yep, sure.
Yep. Let's see what this one smells like.
This is so nice. Chocolate.
Yeah, definitely smell a lot of chocolate in there.
Yeah, like a chocolate liqueur.
Yeah, maybe a hint of coffee.
Yeah.
But like chocolate smells sweet. It smells very sweet.
Yeah, but isn't there like a cookie or a candy that's like that? It has like a chocolate liqueur taste to it.
There's probably.
There's a few. There. For sure.
If you know. Oh, probably yeah. Those chocolates with the alcohol inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what
this smells like.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what it tastes like.
Let's see what it tastes like, boys.
Cheers.
I know what it's
going to
taste like. It's 9.5 for sure.
All right, get a nice chocolate and then almost a slight bitter finish.
Fresh finish. Like a fresh finish.
It's not even bitter at the end.
No,
it's fresh. A little bit bitter. Not like not ridiculously. It's like a bitter, like a dark bit, like a dark chocolate bitter.
No, if it was socially acceptable, I'd like mouthwash.
That's what I'm getting.
I'd be like
mouthwash and beer.
It's so good. That's how good it is.
Oh yeah.
But see, you don't want to spit it out. This is the mouthwash you actually have to swallow. So, because
yeah. We don't just talk about that, but it's just like, this will go all over your gums.
Wow,
there's so much I can say to that. Yeah,
this is a good one, guys.
This is really good.
Fresh tasting.
8.5.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna give it. An 8.5. Solid 8.5 for sure.
Well, I'm gonna stay with my 9.5 as I smelled it.
Oh,
okay. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, very tasty.
Yep.
And I mean, it's really smooth for 7% too. Yeah. It's but it's got a lot of flavor to it. It's very, very tasty.
I think you could down two of these cans and feel okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
If you split them, maybe.
Yeah. Either way, I would just drink them all anyways. But this is this is really good. You get that chocolate and.
But again, Dan, we can't just go there and get these anymore.
Well, I mean, you got
that was my question.
These are
rotating beers, and I mean, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not, right? So
got to catch them all, like when they
drop,
when they come out, and like literally instantly.
With these guys in particular, I know some of the ones that they did come out with that unfortunately we couldn't feature. They sold out within like hours.
Yeah, so you can't even get there fast enough to buy these good beers.
Do they make the same recipe next year?
You got to order it online. What's that?
Do they make the same recipe?
No, it's always different.
That's it. It's gone.
Yeah, that's it. It's gone. Just like the ones we always have. Like these
my
ones.
My mom's empanadas.
Exactly.
Once she made a batch, done. Like it's not going to happen again.
Basically, I would say almost all the beers we've had on the podcast are like that.
Well, there is one here in this batch of beers that we have that they do release every year. But it does sell out really fast, and thankfully I was able to get one before it sold out.
What's a different variation upon?
But it's going to... No, it's the same beer. Identical. But yeah.
It's a guilty remnant.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But we'll be featuring that next. But let's get to our snack. Fresh tasting. It's fresh.
It's fresh tasting.
Always fresh.
It's like they just made it yesterday. Fresh.
Finishes clean, yeah.
It is. It's
very
nice.
Clean.
Very clean. Yes.
Filtered.
Okay, so this guy here comes to us all the way from Miami, Florida.
Okay.
This is basically, yes... our friend Alfie, who lives in Florida, hooks us up with, I saw that, you're totally stealing more beer. Go for more, dude. You don't have to just pour yourself a sip.
Yeah, why not?
It's all right.
Yeah, he hooks us up with good
He gets us some good treats. And this one's Kit Kat, but it's definitely a different flavor Kit Kat. I've never seen it before.
No.
It's a birthday cake flavor.
Never expected that.
No. No, I never would have expected that either.
Looks like silicone. Those molds.
Could be. It's got a picture of the birthday cake on it with a candle, a little slice, says birthday cake underneath it.
Yep.
It's half blue, half red packaging.
It's pretty cool.
The blue's got all the sparkles in the background. You got the Kit Kat in the front. The actual bar itself to see what it looks like. And it says Kit Kat in big letters. Now, if this was a beer, Robin would love it.
I was just about to say, it's like you read my mind. It says it's birthday cake. Like, oh, yeah.
This is birthday cake. Exactly. They got the point
like
across.
Oliver Jewelers here. Oh, yeah.
And you have to let people know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the cash man.
Who was the other guy that said, oh, yeah? Wasn't it the Kool-Aid guy? Kool-Aid?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Kool-Aid guy. Yeah. Yeah, in deep voice like yours.
Yeah, what are we? What are you going to give the label?
7.5.
Yeah, 7.
Yeah, I say 7 too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's crack this guy open.
Did Oliver get that from the Kool-Aid guy?
I'm not sure. I think that's just the way that people just say it and the way you say it.
Right.
It's true.
Then yeah, start cracking it. Start cracking it.
What was the other one?
Just crack it right in there.
It's fantastic.
Okay, it looks just like the picture. It's white chocolate with all the sparkles inside. Not too bad.
What are those things called? Sweet. Sprinkles?
Oh, sparkles. I said, yeah, sprinkles. My bad.
It's like we went to Menchie's.
How is it? Okay, Rob's not saying anything, so it looks like it's good. Okay, not too bad. Definitely birthday cake-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gets the point across, guys. So I think that's the biggest key on this one. The chocolate's amazing. The little sprinkles inside get the key to get the piece across. Like the taste. Even with that little bit of crunch in there, it's amazing.
Yeah, you don't really like the crunch, but it literally tastes like birthday cake.
Yeah. Surprise.
Really good.
It will give you cavities.
But in a good way.
And diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That for sure.
But so drink the beer rather.
Yeah, beer. This beer.
But not too bad otherwise. Stoats. I'm giving this, I'm giving it 8.5.
Eight.
Yeah, I can agree. I'll agree. Eight.
Okay.
You just have to give your rating. I don't agree with it. I'm giving 8.3.
Okay, all right. Next time we rate, I'll rate first. That way it doesn't seem like I'm copying.
Okay. If you want to. That's cool.
All right. Let's get to our next beer. So this one is called Peanut Butter Bestowed.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
See, but I don't know what that is. Like, I'm looking right now for those four letters.
No. It's got peanut butter cup.
It's got a skeleton hand holding a peanut butter cup. Peanut butter cup's bit into. So you kind of know that it's...
But is it
peanut
a stout?
Peanut butter cup.
Flavor. Like, you don't really need to know anything else at that point. Like, you'll want to read and see if it's a stout. But at least you know what kind of flavor it is off the bat. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Indecisiveness, because some people just really like it to be plainly seen. Some people don't really care.
But here's what I don't understand. How come there's no porters out there?
There are. We just got to get some.
We just don't find them.
I may be in a particular area this weekend, and I might be able to procure some porters. So if they're available, I will pick them up. And we'll feature them on the podcast.
Interesting.
Yes, procure. So yes, you got a black background. You got a skeleton hand. He's holding a peanut butter cup. It says peanut butter bestowed. Peanut butter is in like a goldish, shiny color. It's 11.5% alcohol. So
this is going to be a kick in the ass.
I'm giving this label, I'm giving it an 8.
I'm giving it a 6.5.
Thought I was going to go first.
Oh. Dan just
too late.
Dan just threw his gloves down, and I was just like, "Shit, I'm going next." And then you went
8. All right. Let's.
Even though it didn't say stout on it,
interested, but it doesn't say anything. No, it doesn't tell you what it is.
Doesn't tell you anything.
Got it. I got a smell. A whiff of peanut butter, though.
For sure, this is stout.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It smells
good from here.
It's got the mocha foam on top. It's very dark as well, like the last one. Really, really curious to try this because I keep smelling... I'm getting whiffs of peanut.
I don't smell anything from here.
It's coming. It's coming your way.
Oh, yeah. You'll get it.
It's coming.
There we go. Slide that over.
Ta-da.
And I'm going to take a whiff right now. All right. Smells like roasted peanuts.
Wow.
And I smell a little bit of chocolate in there.
Yeah, it smells roasted like peanuts. A peanut butter cup.
Yep.
Yep. It's definitely got that.
Roasted peanuts, hands down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheers. Let's not wait. We already rated the first thing.
Wow. Okay. Get the peanut right off the bat, and for me, it kind of died out a bit, and then you get a little bit of punch of the alcohol.
Yeah, just so you know, guys, if you have a peanut allergy, please don't drink this.
Yeah, I don't want that because it is pretty peanutty.
This is bombastic.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a peanut allergy, so. Just buy it.
I got like a flavor of, like, I just took a spoon and jammed it into the peanut butter jar good. While it was melted, like, you know, when you have to mix liquid? It the first time.
Yeah,
and it's liquidy. And then I downed a spoonful before I put it away.
Yeah, it's got that. I mean, you get a little bit of the chocolate, too.
Yeah.
At the end. But I do get the booziness at the end of it, too. Like, it kind of just...
Oh, you know it's there.
Yeah. It lets you know that this 11.5%, you know for sure it is.
Oh, yeah. It's kick-ass.
But it totally tastes like...
This is great. I mean... If you fed this to anybody, I mean... Initially, they'd be like, oh... And they'd be like, oh...
But do they deliver this stuff?
Yeah.
Like all the way up to Thunder Bay?
Anywhere within Ontario.
Yeah.
They'll deliver.
They'll send it to
you. But they don't have any more of this right now.
Correct. No, this one sold out fast. Fudge. Like when I went, it went on sale at a specific time online. I went on right at that time. And there were already limited quantities when I went on. So I grabbed one. And then I went back 5 minutes later because I was like, you know what? I think we should get more.
Bye.
And it was, they were all gone.
Okay, so when we're done here, I got to order some of something to send up there because I'm going there for Christmas.
Okay.
Visit some family. Okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can share with the family. Tony.
You might be able to procure some with Mr. Denny.
Yes, or there's some breweries that have some good stouts. We'll talk about
it. Set me up.
Sure. We can do that. Look at that. See?
That's perfect.
Beer pimp. / podcaster. Wow. Beautiful tasting stout. I'm enjoying it. Highly recommend. I guess next time it comes out, which might not be till next year, if you have an opportunity, get your hands on it because it's fantastic.
What'd you say this was? How much of a rating did we give?
We didn't rate it yet.
Nine and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say 9.5.
I'm going to give a solid 9.
Yeah, this is great. This is a really good one. I'm enjoying this peanut stuff.
I don't know why some people can't have this.
Yeah.
Especially because other people can.
We're sorry, Harmon.
Better. Yeah, well, Harmon's one of them, but everybody else that kind of peanuts can't have this.
Peanuts.
He might try it, but I mean, he's not going to have what we're having.
Now, he might have a sip or two and then, you know, call it a day.
Jeez. This is roasted peanuts for sure. Like,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Really good. Anyway. Did not disappoint. Fantastic.
Oh man, I'm just waiting for this next snack. Let's see what this one is because that Kit Kat was good.
Yeah, Kit Kat was fantastic. This guy's from our favorite Jack and Jill from the Philippines.
Salty dog. Here we go.
It is called Roller Coaster. They're potato rings, so they look kind of like Ringolos for those in Canada.
Yeah.
Cheddar cheese flavored. It says cheddar cheese flavored potato snack. It's got the little potato rings in a. Is that a car? Yeah, it looks like it's a car. A few of them are flying in the air.
Roller coaster.
Roller coaster cart. My bad. Yeah, because it's called roller coaster. Duh. Don't smoke crack. So yeah, it's a roller coaster. It's a blue background. Very. I like the label. It's very really.
It's out there.
And yeah,
that blue and purple.
Yeah, it's kind of like I think it's a different shade of blue, but almost purpley.
Mm-hmm. Royal blue.
Yeah, royal blue. There you go.
Navy blue.
Two shades. Yeah, it's royal blue and yeah, like navy blue.
It's a good one.
I'd say this label, I would give this like an 8.5.
8.
I'd give it a 6. They should have called it Coaster Rollers.
Yeah. Okay.
And there goes the awkward silence. All right, so.
I still think I'm right.
That's 100%. All good,
man. Coaster Rollers, because those are rollers.
Gotcha.
Right, but I mean, you know, it's not a roller coaster.
I kind of get it.
Coaster Rollers.
But roller coaster is like, it sticks in someone's head because they remember roller coaster.
If you said coaster rollers,
no one's gonna.
They're gonna remember roller coaster.
Yeah, they're gonna remember the roller coaster.
It's like a play on words.
Might make sense.
Yeah. Sure.
We should come up with a chip brand and just see if it hits. But make it like Ringolos, just like this.
I've had a lot of $1 million, $1 trillion ideas in my head that never pan out.
Not Ringolos, right?
No.
Okay.
Not coaster rollers.
Not coaster rollers. That's why I'm saying this one might be a hit.
Ooh. Poured a little bit too much out. There you go.
Oh, crap.
So they look like, you know, like Ringolos.
You have to pour a little bit more than you
skinny
want.
Skinny Ringolos.
Super skinny Ringolos.
They are cheddar cheese flavored, but they are still white with an orange tinge to them, so.
A little bit weak.
Yeah. Not bad, but. Still waiting to taste the cheddar cheese.
No, they disappear fast.
Not sure about these guys. Really not sure about these guys.
Yeah.
Totally on the fence. I'm sorry, but these guys might get like maybe a 5.5.
Not worth it.
These guys.
That's not even.
I'm disappointed because, yeah, they're usually pretty solid.
Yeah. Roller coaster sucks. I mean, the actual roller coasters, these guys, I don't know.
They're very bland. I don't get any sour cheddar cheese at all flavor. No. It just tastes like a plain potato chip. Almost.
Like a plain hickory stick.
Yeah. They went half-assed on making them because they don't even all look the same. It's all like, almost like
tastes
pasta.
A little bit like ramen noodles.
Exactly.
Oh, actually, yeah, it does.
I get flavor on top, the dirty flavor.
That. Yeah, I get the hint of cheddar cheese, but it's like, you just get the hint. I'm like, should be more seasoning on there. kind of disappointed. So, I'm going to give it a 6.5. I mean, it's still edible. It's just not amazing.
A lot of things are edible, Dan, but it just depends if you're going to eat it or not.
Yeah, it's just not amazing. But I don't know. I guess 6.5. Robin?
5.
5 it is. Okay. Cinque?
Meh. Cinco.
Cinco. Sorry, yes. My cinque. Apologies.
Cinque in Italiano.
Si, cinque in Italiano. Okay. Let's move on to our next beer.
Bada bing, bada boom.
All right.
All right.
This might be the best one, but so far they've both been solid, so I don't know.
That first one was really good.
They're all
first one's fantastic.
Both of them have been really good. I mean, the last one's like
9.7 or
9.5.
Really? So 9.5.
Yeah.
I think the first one was better.
Yeah.
Yeah, 9.7.
This one I'm excited about because it's coconut? Called it's again peanut. That was peanut butter bestowed. This is Rocky Road bestowed. Whoa. Now bestowed is obviously the line of beers that they put out.
Correct.
It's Rocky Road, so it's an imperial stout with chocolate, walnut, and marshmallow.
Amazing.
11.5% like the other one.
I'm so happy we get to actually have such good beer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're so privileged to actually have such good beer. Like,
yeah.
Every time we have a podcast. And one of these, or any one of these, is like top tier.
Yep. Like, you can't get better than this.
To any other stout anywhere.
Yeah, you can drink better than this. It's just fantastic.
And I'm going to see this one tonight. This
get together with your people, get 3 beers, and sample.
And I'm telling you, you'll have a good night.
Yeah.
This one, same deal. It's got the skeleton hand holding the scoop of ice cream. It says Rocky Road Bestowed. That's kind of like a bluish, like a turquoise background of sorts. Nothing crazy, but I do like, I like the skeleton hand holding the food. I think it's kind of neat.
Okay.
I can give it a 7.5.
Yeah. Say seven. Seven. Just because the ice cream scoop is like right in the middle. It's the body of the whole image.
Yeah, I'm so tainted right now. Because like, I already know what we just had.
Yeah, and you know, so what's, I know what's be coming. And
you're so to like, me, it's like, amazing. Yeah, that looks good. That looks good. That looks good.
But label-wise.
I'm just going to look at the label, and I saw that. So. I'm like...
Zach, give it a rating.
Okay,
six. Okay.
So this fair is a, again, this is a collaboration
based on the label
with a brewery in Quebec. Sorry.
No, because the label he wasn't sure to be like.
Yeah. I'm like,
come on.
Yeah, it's my opinion.
Let's go. Like, let's go.
Side like, effects may include.
Okay. Well, this one in particular, like I said, it's a collaboration with a brewery in Quebec. Their Brasserie du Bas in Canada.
Collaboration.
I'm interested. I'm gonna pretty sure that this thing's gonna taste over the top of these 2 last ones.
You think so?
I don't what's know. I just have a feeling. I'm excited. As soon as you said the Rocky Road, I'm like, oh my god.
What's the percentage?
11.5, like the 11 last and one. A half. Ooh. Coming up black, just like the other ones.
Kick ass beers.
For our friends in Quebec.
For our friends in Quebec, yes. And these things sell out like pretty much instantaneously.
They sell it there too, or is it a brewery in Ontario? In
a Third Moon sells it, but I'm pretty sure that they probably have it as well.
Yeah, the brewery may have in Quebec might be selling it. May have sold it. I don't know.
Under a different name or a collaboration like that.
It is a collaboration, so they probably sold it.
It's a collaboration, but sometimes they have their own version. So, like Third Moon has their version, and then they'll do their version.
What is that version?
It might be. It'll be Rocky Road, but
can tell us.
It might not have walnut nuts. It might have something else in it. Who knows? Almonds,
you
sure.
Never know.
Almonds, yeah.
All right, let's take a whiff. Well, it smells sweet. I smell like candy almost.
You smell goodness in there.
Yeah. I smell chocolate. I can smell a bit of marshmallow.
I don't even care.
It just smells super sweet.
No disappointment whatsoever.
Zero.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Oh my god.
Mmm.
Yeah, this is definitely my favorite of the night.
Wow. It takes you through all the flavors of eating an ice cream.
It really does. You get chocolate. Yeah, you know, you get...
You got the caramel. I don't even know if it's caramel, but it's caramel.
Yeah, it's got like a caramel-y finish. And I get the marshmallow as well.
Marshmallow.
I mean, it's got walnuts. I don't really taste the walnuts, but...
I'm sure if you had like some walnuts.
Definitely got notes of caramel in there for sure.
I think you got to drink like 3 cans of each on separate nights. To really figure this one out.
This one's it's just fantastic, though. I can drink this. And it doesn't taste like it's 11.5 either. It's just very sweet.
I don't know, man.
It's strong, but it's strong. I don't taste
strong.
The booze.
Yeah, you can taste it's strong.
You can taste it's a strong beer, but the quality of the taste is so good that you don't even care how strong
just,
it is.
To me, it's just, I think the sweetness kind of outweighs it too, though. Like, it doesn't, like, you know it's strong. It does taste like it's strong, but it's sweet. So it's like, oh, maybe it's not that bad.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't think you could shotgun this stuff. Like, the first one you could.
No, you can. This is 11.5%. You don't want to touch that. No. You want to savor
this one.
Remember, it's the only one that we're going to have, so savoring it would be probably wise.
Yeah, because this one's sold out quickly.
For at least an extra minute than we traditionally drink for.
I'd say another minute and 20 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
That's fair.
Fantastic beer. This is just, this is definitely my favorite one of the night.
It's super
okay. Cheers, boys. Again, like, this is this is probably one of the best podcasts we've done. Beer-wise. Like, I mean, we've had the three lined up as well as the two good snacks.
Yeah, I'm super excited that you guys did stuff for me.
It wasn't even just for you. No, I mean, we made sure that, I know Danny made sure that it was just for you, but I mean, I know he's been saving them for a special night. Today's not even a special night. We're just doing it because Robin's around. Oh, sorry.
Armando.
Armando, isn't it?
Armando.
Yes. I think that's what you said, Cameron. You don't even know either. Okay, perfect.
His name is Michelangelo.
Michelangelo
was last week. Oh, sorry. That was the last week. You look very similar to
I gotta give this.
My beard is longer. I trimmed the bottom too.
I gotta give this a good rating. I'm gonna give this a 9.5.
Yeah, 9.7.
Go 9.75. Do it. Do it.
No, I'll do 9.5. 9.5.
9.5. Okay.
Yeah, all these three have been fantastic.
Yeah, they've just been really, really good. Really good. I mean, if you like stouts and. I mean, even if you don't like stouts, these pastry stouts don't taste like a standard stout would taste, right? So,
it just ups that level. Like beer, this you would like.
Yeah, cause, well, this one, it's very.
That's
sweet,
what you would hope, but half the people that try these drinks are just like, it's too much, and the alcohol on it because it's too much. Sometimes they don't get the flavor.
Yeah,
they don't think about the flavor. They just think about, oh, it's too strong, and you're not like, guys, just chill, drink it slowly, and just try it for the flavor, not just try it for the alcohol. Mm-hmm. Because most people drink alcohol or drink.
No, they drink it just to shoot them all back and kill them.
Not to enjoy them.
Yeah. No.
We sit here and we're rating them based on what we taste. Most of these people are just drinking the same nonsense that they drink traditionally. We're drinking different beers every single time we literally see each other.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's a variety. I mean, I can't say we're just snobs up here, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you've had
total snobs.
We are, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you've had a few IPAs and a few stouts and a few sours, I'm pretty sure everybody's a little bit of a snob after that.
Yeah, or even like some dark lagers or barrel-aged beers, like some, you know, like, I mean...
Can't go back.
There's so many different variations of different beers, right? Like, there's a bunch of beers we haven't actually even had yet, so I'd like to try to see if I can get some different...
Procurement.
Different ones, although, you know, we had two Saisons, we had some Belgian beers, we did have quite a few, but there's still more to explore. So
that's exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. And I was gonna say, on that note, we should wrap things up and go explore more with other beers elsewhere.
How many episodes so far?
That's good.
That we've recorded, you mean?
Yeah,
it's been a few.
It's been quite a bit,
all
think.
All very different beers?
Yes.
About 60-something?
60-something, yes.
60-something, yeah, I would say. Yeah, we are. 60-something, three beers each.
Wow.
Sometimes we did four.
Yeah, sometimes we did four.
And, you know, sometimes we do the odd episode. It's a little bit different. We change things up. And
I'd say just under 200 beers, roughly, we've had. Or about almost 200 beers, roughly.
Something like that.
Roughly, I would say, so far. It's pretty good. And, I mean, they're all individually different. So,
and some you'll never have again.
Well, most of them you won't have again. I mean, a good, 80-85% I would say we can have again. Some of them we can, Dan.
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
some of them.
As much as it's a bit of a downer because you're like, oh man, you want to keep drinking that beer. Mm-hmm. There's always new ones coming out.
And I mean, the variety, just as what we had right now, there's going to be another variety in a few months and so on and so forth and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And there's, I mean, and this is just one brewery, right? There's like so many that are around. So,
but guys, hit up Third Moon. Their shit is like,
on fire.
Yeah. There's nothing else out there that can beat these guys out there. Well, there's a few guys that can compete, but
really, really, really good beers. So yeah, if you're in the Ontario area, you can always order them online. Unfortunately, if you're not in Ontario, I don't think they ship outside. If you're out of the country, you'll have to live vicariously through us. But you know, you can look around and see if there's comparable beers in your area.
Or make Try a trip to Canada, Ontario, specifically.
Yeah, well.
If you want to do that just for beer, I would applaud or approve.
Yeah.
I'll applaud and approve. Here. There we go. There's the applause.
Do the one-hand clap.
The one-hand clap. But, yeah, I mean, if you like beer, if you're kind of getting into it, best thing to do is always explore and try different beers because you know exactly what you like and
it's worth the trip.
Yes, definitely.
Amazing beer.
So on that note,
to the stout night, guys.
Yes, great stout night, and we hope you guys are having a great night as well. Or if it's a great day, great morning, whatever time you're listening, we do want to thank you.
Just know that we enjoyed our night.
We definitely did. But what we enjoy a little bit more is if you don't mind subscribing if you're watching on YouTube or following us if you're listening to us on Apple or Spotify.
Please do.
Or anywhere.
Send Dan a message with the word of the day.
Say it in Spanish, Rob.
Cerveza.
Cerveza. Or Armando. Or the other, I'll accept.
Either one. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We'll accept either. Perfect, guys. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening and happy drinking.
Drive safe. Mañana.
What was that?
Hasta mañana.
There we go. Hasta mañana, guys.
Peace out, people.